From the mean streets of Essex, England, to your phones and smart speakers around the world, this is The Daily What.
Hello, this is Matt, and this is The Daily What. Today on The Daily What, we're going to be speaking about, there was news the other day about the UK election, which is supposed to be happening sometime this year. Though apparently now they've penciled it in for November. But now they want to change that because I'll get into it. The US election's happening around that time, but more specifically, a certain person is involved. And for some reason, that has
violated by gas.
That's violated our world stability, apparently. And we want our old hours before that to not get caught up in all of that stuff. Apparently, right, this is what they're telling me. Also, we've got a bit of a what of the week here.
What?
A what of the week. An avian related what of the week. And another little clip, which is similar to the what of the week, actually, about another particular bird that I heard on the radio this morning. It made me laugh. So I found the clip to play it. It was quite funny. Also, I've got something quite serious to talk about. Well, serious to me. Probably most people wouldn't be able to give a single fuck about it. But regarding the future of this, not only this show, also Whatcast. I'll be getting to that at the end of the things I'm going to be talking about today. So stick around if you're interested about that. You know, there's a few things on my mind I want to get out of there. A couple of things that I've found recently that haven't sat well with me. And I'll be talking about that imminently. But first of all, Trump then. This is the elephant in the room, so to speak, as far as the UK elections is concerned. So Rishi Sunak has come. If you're around the world and you don't understand who these people are because you don't pay attention to UK politics, Rishi Sunak is the UK Prime Minister. And Rishi has to call an election at some point. And they're totally under pressure. They're not the favourites to win at the moment, the Conservative Party. They've been in government for a very long time. And they are now, like, was trying to delay it as long as possible. But now they've come out and said they want it earlier. They're supposed to be what's the month? What can I say? November. Supposed to be November. But because the US election is apparently happening in November the 5th, they've come out and said that if Trump wins the US election, we won't be able to have our election after that. And Trump's expected to win the election, so we won't be able to have the UK election after that because there'll be world instability if that happens. Are you buying that? Like, what world instability? I am not. Anyone, a long-time listener of this show or Whatcast, would know that I am not the biggest fan of the Trump, of Donald, right? At all. However, is there world stability since he left office? Now, let's be honest with yourselves here. Even if you don't like Trump, even if you're not a fan at all when you think he was shit, has the Biden administration brought peace and prosperity to the US as well as the world? Is it a more stable or more unstable place than it was when Trump was in office? I would argue that Trump did a better job than Biden. It's mainly regarding world peace. There wasn't any peace broke out for 4 years. Like, there was this, they was galloping. They was attempting to gallop towards war with Russia before the election when Trump got in. And then it had to get put on the back burner because Trump did get in, and then there was no war with Russia. Now, you can say, for whatever reasons you want, why there may not have been war with Russia. He's in their pocket, he's one of them. He's a Russian spy, whatever the fuck, right? And all that sort of stuff that people come out with all the time. Russian interference and all that sort of shit. And as I say, I'm not a fan. And I would have much rather Ron DeSantis ran, but he's been annihilated. Once Trump turned on him, he didn't have any chance. There was other people as well that were potentially in the running that have been fallen by the wayside. It looks like Trump is going to get the Republican, unless he already has, I don't know. So he's going to be the opposition to Joe Biden, who's going to run again, apparently, which is unbelievable. Sorry, cup of tea. And I don't really understand why it would be more unstable if Trump come in. All he's really threatening to do is potentially not run with the global warming thing that they're doing. He's going to start drilling again and all that sort of stuff, which, you know, I don't know whether I agree or disagree with that. I honestly don't know. So many lies get told that you just don't know what to believe anymore. The global warming, there is global warming. What is causing it? Is it what the people are doing? Is it some other reason? I don't know. The scientists overwhelmingly say that we are causing it, apparently, but then you listen to other scientists and they say we're not. And it's a natural occurrence. And I'm not a scientist, so it would be blind faith for me to just say I agree with this group or this group. I know they skewed the figures because a lot of them came back inconclusive and they skewed the percentage of how many scientists agree to this. So I don't know. I ain't pushing climate denial or denialism or whatever you want to call it, where people come out with all that stuff. I ain't pushing any of that. I don't know enough. You have to admit, on this show, I've always said, I don't know. I'll be getting to that more later as well. So I'm failing to see what the destabilization of the world will be, that we can't have an election when we were supposed to have an election. So I don't really know what's going on. It makes me suspicious as to what there wouldn't be a reason. Like, do the Conservative Party in this country think that it would be more beneficial to them to have an earlier election than just using this as an excuse, right? That's what I think. Because the longer they wait, the more likely there'll be another leadership vote and everything like this. Because we get different leaders to this party that don't get elected all the fucking time, and people are pissed off with that. The opposition is so bad that people are still not sure whether they would get this government out, even though this government is a shambles. And that this is the state of this country. And America isn't much better. But all I do know is there's no fucking way that the people in this country, that the government in this country would pretend to care, well, they pretend to care, they would actually care what's happening in America. There has to be a reason that they are thinking of bringing this election forward. Election makes no fucking difference to me in this country because I won't vote anyway. I would not vote for the Conservative Party. I would not vote for the Lib Dems. I would potentially vote for Reform or whatever they're called, just because, even though I don't agree with everything they say, they actually give British people a voice in some way. It's probably a load of bollocks, but that's how I take it. And it would be a nice protest to tell the actual right-wing party what people that are potentially on the right would actually want. But then the Labour Party have just pulled out of their big climate pledges that they've pledged all this money to climate to for a cleaner environment. They've scrapped all of that because they can see it's an unpopular policy. So this is how much these people are actually committed to their policies. They don't, oh, that's unpopular. All right, scrap that then. Well, you didn't mean it then, did you? You just thought the public would go with it. The public didn't go with it, so you scrapped it. They're a shambles. The Conservative Party are shambles. All fucking idiots. I don't really understand what there is to vote for, how people can actually, like in America as well, I don't know how people can defend their politicians over the other politicians. But all I know is, whatever he was or he wasn't, under Trump, there weren't no wars. I didn't feel like we was imminently going to have World War III the whole time. Maybe that was just pure luck. I don't know. I'm sure lots of people that listen would disagree with me and tell me how wrong I am. What a shock. More of that later. And but it's just me throwing out opinions. There's no expertise here. I just don't. It sounds like a line to me. It sounds like we're concerned, therefore we're going to change the date. You're not concerned. You're changing the date because you've had some information that tells you it would be beneficial for you. Because in this country, I don't know if you don't understand this around the world, in this country, the government gets a call when the election is. The government have to call it within a couple of years span. Or they can call it whenever they want. But they can only do 5 years maximum, I think. Before that time, they have to call another election. And so this is the year. And they was going to wait till right the end of the year. They've obviously seen some polls or seen that they've got more of a chance of staying in if they do it early, because they've got all these tax cuts going through. And people, you know, maybe something's coming down the line and they don't want to be tagged in with that, so they try and win now. I don't know. But it certainly ain't because they're concerned that Trump will destabilise the world, because it's not going to fucking happen. It couldn't be more destabilised. Trump's making all these claims that he's going to cut the gas prices in America to $2 and stuff again. Whether he can or not, I don't know. It's just, you know, he claimed he was going to build a wall, didn't he? And he got blocked at every step by the House or the Congress or whoever it was. The other side was blocking it and wouldn't release the money. So the president hasn't really got the power to do what they want. They can make all these pledges and then just claim the other side wouldn't let him do it. Politics is bollocks. Like, it's just, there you go. There's a fucking phrase for you. Politics is bollocks. Right, anyway, let's move on to the what of the week then. A quick what here. Let's just give it again.
What?
So, I'm going to bring this up on my screen here. Here we are, right here. So this is a story about a pigeon. It says here, pigeon suspected of being Chinese spy released by police in India after being detained for 8 months.
What?
A pigeon is accused of being a spy. Right. Detectives suspected the bird was involved in espionage after it was captured near a port in Mumbai. It was found with 2 rings tied to its legs featuring words that appeared to be Chinese. Maybe it's just a menu, don't know. There's the pigeon, right? And some bloke in the background. The pigeon having a bit of a fly around, looks happy. But he doesn't look. He's got the BSPCA with him, whoever that is. The Bird Society for the Protection. I don't know. A pigeon accused of being a Chinese spy has been cleared by police and released back into the wild. I'm sure this pigeon had no idea it was in captivity, to be honest. Right, the pigeon. Why have you arrested a pigeon over this? The bird was detained by officers after it was captured in May last year in a port in Mumbai, news agency Press Trust of India reported. It was found with 2 rings tied to its legs featuring words that appeared to be Chinese. Detectives suspected the pigeon was involved in espionage and took it in before later sending it to Mumbai's Bai, or whatever that says, hospital for animals. However, after 8 months in captivity, it emerged that the creature was an open water racing bird from Taiwan. So not even China, right? I can't believe I haven't played this yet.
China?
Not even China. That had escaped and flown to India. Escaped? Police then approved the bird's transfer to the Bombay Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals. There it is. BSPCA. Where doctors set free the falsely accused avian on Tuesday. Pigeons have been used in spying and combat throughout history, including by UK forces in the First World War and Second World War to deliver messages. Yeah, that's because we didn't have email then. Let's use a pigeon. Like in China.
China?
They've got the internet. They've got computers. They've got technology. They don't need to send a pigeon to India. A pigeon called Gustav brought the first news of D-Day back to the UK after a correspondent wrote a report and attached it to the bird while landing on Sword Beach in Normandy on the 6th of June 1944. India had also previously detained the birds over security fears. In 2020, suspicious police in Indian-controlled Kashmir captured a pigeon that belonged to a Pakistani fisherman. An investigation found the bird was not a spy and had simply flown across the border between the countries. In 2016, another pigeon was detained after it was allegedly found with a note that threatened Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, I think that says, I don't know. So, even if it was a spy, what's it going to do? Is it going to go, what's it going to do? It's got a message on it. So, are they going to attach secret documents to it and send it back? Like, I don't understand what arm it could fucking do. Don't make no sense to me. And I bet this bird, like, they've released the bird now. I bet this bird had no clue it was in captivity anyway. It's just a pigeon, isn't it? Because it's just flying about anyway, but they just won't let it go anywhere. But it's still flying around, not in a cage or nothing. Oh, I don't know. But that was the what of the week anyway. But we're on the subject of birds here, right? So I've got to play this little clip here. Let's get this off the screen. And we will share something else here. I don't know why I'm doing this, because this probably won't be going out on video, just in clips. But here you go. This is a parrot, right? And let's listen. Let's listen to this parrot. He is full of song. Let's have a listen. It is singing Rihanna.
Canta loro. Canta amor. Canta loro.
Decent. I like that parrot. It sounds just. My nan used to have a budgie or parakeet, if you're posh, right? Back in the day, my nan had a very, very quiet, like old lady voice, and this budgie sounded just like my nan. Like, she would turn the tap on in the kitchen and put the budgie in the sink, and the budgie would go, what a wash, like my nan, I can't do the voice, and go and stand under the tap. She sat and spoke to this budgie endlessly because she was on her own, and it mimicked her voice, not just words, her exact voice. It's fucking amazing. And she died, and then we got this bird, this budgie that sounds like my nan, still alive, talking like my nan. It was bizarre. It was really weird. So what did you think about that? Couple of bird stories there. Well, I'm shouting and going in the red here. Sorry if that just blew your ears out. Right, so I wanted to get onto a bit of a more of a serious matter now on this show today. And I'm not one, I ain't one to whine. Believe me, the shit I get doing this show that I barely mention ever. But let me talk about something. I've had a shitty week this week, right? So it's like the second year anniversary of me losing my dad on February the 5th at the beginning of this week. Went out with my mum for dinner and stuff just to try and like help her through and stuff. And I've not had much time to myself. And doing a show like this and Whatcast as well, which is pretty much the same thing. I put them out on the same thing a lot of the time. It can be draining. It can be taxing. You've got to constantly think. I mean, let's be under no illusions. I've been doing this for coming up for 4 years next month. And I need to constantly think of new features, new ideas, new topics, new sound bites. I need to manage all of the finances regarding all of the things I pay for, and make sure I'm not overspending on anything. Make sure that I've got all that in order. Make sure that I'm not eligible to pay anyone anything, any taxes or whatever. Keep a note of all of the stuff that's coming in and going out. Research the things that we do. Obviously, we joke about it. 10 minutes of research. There's a lot of research goes into the Patreon and all that sort of stuff. It's quite taxing. There's no way I could ever do this show daily, even though it's called The Daily What. And you kind of come to expect, you know, you're not everyone's cup of tea. You know that that a lot of people, the majority of people, with, and the same for all podcasts, it's not unique to this, would click on, dislike you immediately, click off and never listen to you again. Because the society we live in are people that want instant gratification, and they literally give you 5 minutes, don't like it, switch it off. It's only more discerning people that say, oh, I don't really know what this is. Let's give it a go and give it a chance and whatever. And that's the same. I know a lot of podcasters, I have done in the past and still do today, that all have the same kind of issues. And you kind of, the abuse comes with the job, if you like. Like you constantly weekly get your inboxes filled up with your crap. You're not funny. Fuck off. And all the criticisms of things that they, you know, these people have never done a single thing in their life, but they think that they would do a better job than you. And they're so offended that they clicked onto your podcast, and because it wasn't exactly what they wanted, because nobody reads the description of what the podcast actually is. It's something I've been saying. This is why we used to do the Doyle of the Week Award and things like this. All they have to do is read that, and they won't be shocked by anything they hear on this podcast. And you and I give it to certain groups, flat earthers, etc. So you expect the abuse from them, and it rolls off me. I don't care about it, and I don't care about people's opinion of whether they like the show or not, or whether they think it's funny. This stuff doesn't bother me. It comes with the territory. But over the last 6 months, in particular, or maybe more, it's been kind of constant. And there's a great group of people out there that are very positive and constantly positive and give positive feedback, which is, I'm not trying to tell people what they should do. It's great that people take a moment out of their day to give you some positive feedback and prop you up, because we are a totally independent podcast. I do everything. I mean, the greatest of respect to Lee on Whatcast. Lee turns up an hour a week, records the show, and cracks on with his life for the rest of the week. He doesn't do any of the other. He doesn't do any of the socials. Doesn't do anything to do with the Patreon shows. He works on the Patreon shows, but he doesn't do anything to have anything to do with the production, the editing, the actual Patreon site, the upkeep of anything, any of the platforms that I use, any of the promotion that I do. He doesn't do anything. I deal with all the emails. I deal with everything, and I've never asked him to. I wouldn't want him to. I wouldn't expect him to. What he does is great. He's been consistently helping me do the shows, giving me, you know, someone to banter with and whatever for the last nearly 4 years now, most of the time, right? But it is a lot of work for me, and you put a lot into it, and when you are constantly just getting abuse, you do start to question, what the fuck am I even enjoying this anymore? And on the whole, I still do most of the time. But something's happened over that's made me question this. And people complain about everything. And You get the nuggets come back, but it's always the same people telling you that they enjoyed this and they enjoyed that and they're grateful for what you do and they look forward to the show and all this sort of stuff. And it keeps you motivated, keeps you going. There's a guy that came on the show a couple of years ago called Mike Baldwin, a comedian in America. And I follow Mike on the socials, and he's a struggling comedian. He does very well. It's his job. He certainly does better than this podcast does. And but he's, you know, you feel his pain. He's a jobbing comedian. He's just trying to get a break. His stuff blows up every now and then, and then everyone just calms down because everything's instant gratification, onto the next shiny thing. Anyway, he's put out a comedy special and it went up on YouTube, and he's really chuffed with himself. Had like nearly 100,000 views on it. And this is great for this guy, right? And I was like, well done, Mike. Like, you know, message him, whatever. I went and checked out his YouTube, and in the comments, almost exclusively, most of the comments were saying, oh, never heard of you, to I found you on Reddit, so glad I found you, blah, blah, all the positive stuff. And I think Reddit, I've never done Reddit, right? So I thought, I'm going to try Reddit and see what, you know, because the socials, which I'll get to in a minute, is always been a big problem for me, whether I don't know what I'm doing or doing all the wrong things, I don't know. Shadow bans too. So I've gone to Reddit and I thought, oh, let's just check out Mike's stuff on here. I couldn't really navigate Reddit. I've made an account on there a while ago. But then I thought, I'll just see what, you know, what cast's on here anywhere. And I found like an entire thread, which is now gone, by the way, because they're fucking cowards and I replied and now they've deleted it. But it was like literally an entire thread shitting all over this podcast. Well, what cast, right? And this is the sort of shit that can push me over the edge. And I don't care, as I say, it's not, differences of opinion is fine. Slagging me off is fine. Saying I'm a cunt or whatever is fine. It's stuff that comes with the territory. It doesn't bother me. God fuck, I do it to everybody. Like, I'll sit in here shitting on people all fucking day. Oh, you're a fucking knob for thinking this and blah, blah, blah. Giving it back to all of the abuse I get and everything. It's banter. It doesn't really bother me. But then you see the shit that people actually write and you think, is this fucking worth it? And someone had wrote a big long thing that was basically started by complaining about their true crime podcast that they always used to go. Like, now, me and Lee have delved into a few true crime things in the last sort of few months or whatever. Not recently, but before. We did a Jimmy Savile one specifically, which they were talking about here. And we did some other ones. And I'd never really wanted to do it. I just thought, shall we just branch out? It's a big market. We do a few true crime, encompass a few more. Might pick up some more followers that way. You know, let's just change. You know, on the Patreon, it works very well. We've done like the Jill Dando and stuff. We've done the Madeleine McCann and that on the Patreon. And if we put the research in, we can do a decent job. And on the Patreon, we always do a very serious job and a couple of hours of solid research. But we've got our way of doing things on Whatcast, and we do true crime in our own style. Like, we'll kind of laugh along and play the stupid sounds and all this kind of thing. And they obviously didn't appreciate it, which is fine. I don't like, you know, it's a saturated market, true crime, and people always, it's a generic way of presenting a true crime podcast. They come in, they go, spooky voice, then they get straight onto the story and tell you the story you've already heard. To me, I don't see any value in it, but each to the individual. It's not up to me, is it? I don't get to make everyone's mind up of how you should do a true crime podcast. People that like it the way they like it. But there was a whole thread of someone ranting about how they tried a new true crime podcast, which was Whatcast, which isn't a true crime podcast, but they don't seem to care about facts with the rest of this thread that I was reading. And banging on about how our intro was too long, talking about other things that weren't true crime and all this sort of shit, and thinking we were fucking funny, and then finally getting onto it. And then they said, and they came out with a few good facts. But still, like, so they literally praised the work. It was a Jimmy Savile show. They praised our research and then said, fucking it. And then everyone piling in underneath that they've also listened about how shit we are and all this sort of stuff, which is fine. Again, that's your opinion. But then someone said that, started talking about me personally. And someone said that I had been kicked out of, and then they named some podcast network, because I was so shit or because I was so controversial or something like that, right? They just said that I had been kicked out of the whatever. I can't even remember what it said. It's gone now, so I can't even go back and look at it. And that is completely untrue. They just made something up. I have never been in any machine. I've never been in any podcast company. That what it is there's these big companies that encompass a lot of different podcasts under one genre, and they basically promote everything. They do all your fucking work for you. They do your socials for you. They push your podcast and everybody, get you all. They basically elevate you up. I've been approached by a few of these people back in the day, and I won't compromise myself by going with them. I just... They tell you they want you to tone down this and do that, and I've just said no. a couple of times I've turned them down because I don't want to be, I want to enjoy this. I want to do what I want at my own expense. It doesn't bother me. I want to enjoy it. I don't want to be told what I can and can't say. I don't want to be controlled. I don't want to work with people I don't like other podcasts that I don't get on with. Squash this beef. Like, I haven't really got a beef with anybody, but I don't want to work with people and promote other people's stuff. To my own detriment, it is, but, you know, I am what I am. So I've never been in any podcast company. No one's ever paid me or promoted me, and I've never given anyone any money to push me anywhere. I've always been completely individual and on my own. And because of this, it pissed people off on there that I was such a cunt that I obviously couldn't work with these people, and they'd kicked me out for being such an arsehole. So they started a thread to mark me, to vote my podcast down. And this is months and months old. I'd only just found it. And I was wondering what the fuck was going on. And then they was talking about all of our socials and like how embarrassing our social media's presence was. And they're right. Like our social media presence, they are comparing it to the podcasts that they listen to, which is almost a compliment in a way, because I am totally independent. I do everything myself. I always have done everything myself. And they are assuming that I'm in a big company, that everyone's doing stuff for me, and we can't get any following on a social media. Our following on a social media is pitiful, right? So Instagram's 300 odd, YouTube probably got about 1,500, Twitter's 700, YouTube's, I've already done that, I don't even know, 1,400 or something. Crap. I've never been able to crack any of the places, and it's always been a massive problem for me, because you try and get guests on and they won't come on because the first thing they'll do is go and look at your socials and they say, this is small fry. They won't go and look at your Spotify page and see how many reviews you've got, and they'll go and look into the analytics of your podcast and see how many monthly listeners you get, which is where we excel. And this is why people think we're in the league, but they don't realize we'll get thousands a month listens, but we're not getting tens of thousands an episode, which is the podcast that they're putting us in the league with and comparing our stats to. We must be shit because we're not getting... No, they are huge machines behind them, these people. Massive machines behind them. They're either celebrities or they've been podcasting, they've been approached, they've sold out basically and been told what to do. And as a result, they're in a big group and a lot of their viewers and listeners social media will be bots, fake. And this is why I tried to avoid it. I've never cared how slow the growth was, as long as it was organic and real. As long as it, like, I have 300 odd real people on my Instagram, listeners on my Instagram. I don't go follow me back to boost our numbers, then unfollow someone, and all these tricks people do. I've never, ever done any of that. And when they compare us to these massive podcasts that listen to it, it's a compliment because we must sound as slick as them. Like, this show must sound as professional. I'm sitting here in a spare room in my house with a little studio, and I must sound as professional as the ones that they're comparing me to, saying that I'm not in their league, and I shouldn't be in their league. The fact that they even think that I should be is a compliment. They don't realize this. But yeah, that really pissed me off, that they're told a complete lie about me, all pretended to be fake outraged by it, and then decided to go to try and destroy the podcast and write shit review. I've been getting shit review after shit review on Apple. Like, really fucking nasty shit. And it just wears you down. It just does. And you think to yourself, this is because, like, this anger has come from... Their reason was that my intro was too long and that I was asking people to join my Patreon before I got to topic. Well, that's just what you do. Listen to any podcast. Like, you have to engage at the beginning of the show. You've got listeners to cater to too. You're not constantly looking for new people. You've got regular listeners that like the banter, that like to hear what's going on, that want to hear a few stories from the week. And no one wants to hear the Patreon stuff, but I have to push the Patreon because that is how I keep the podcast going, because I have no other sources of income, because I never sold out to these huge fucking companies that wanted to push me and control the podcast and what I talk about. I don't have researchers. I don't have anybody. Right? It's just weird. But the whole thing now is wearing me down to a point that I really don't know what the future holds. I'm quite confident. We've got our fourth birthday coming up in early March. I'm quite confident we'll still be here for that. But I don't know after that. Because if... in this day of, in this world of instant gratification, TikTok world, I don't know if there's a place for Whatcast anymore, because I don't want to conform to immediate, let's get into this really deep topic and engage everyone. Like our podcast literally says on the description of the podcast, lighthearted show, not serious, relaxed, talks about the random topics. Like, just read that. But people don't want to read that. They just want to. It needs to be exactly what they want, or they will make up a lie about you. How the fuck they ever got that story, I don't know, from anyone. I don't even know how they got to that. It must be confusing me for someone else. That story and the fact that we spoke too long before we spoke about Jimmy Savile and I promoted my Patreon is enough to get 70 odd upvotes on that thing of people saying they're going to go and mark me down and give me shit reviews to destroy and get the podcast off the air. And you just think, is it worth fighting that? Like if that's the crime, if you've got these fucking Reddit morons and, you know, the social media is so hard to grow. And they're right. Like, the social media looks pitiful for us. The YouTube never gets pushed. With shadow banned on YouTube. Lucky to get 50 views per video on there. Instagram, I'm lucky to get 2 likes on shit. I spend like 2 hours putting clips together, post them up on Instagram. I don't get any shares, might get a few likes. There's no reach on these clips. YouTube won't push anything. Lucky to get 80, 90 views on it, even though you have 300 odd followers. It's just things we've done in the past have worked against us. Things we've spoke about during the Rona and stuff has worked against us to the point that it's Twitter. You know, I share links on Twitter, X or whatever you want to call it. They won't push links. I don't promote any links. So I can't send them anywhere else. I don't pay for the check marks. So they won't push anything else on there. It just wears you down. You just think, where's the growth? And ironically, since the new year, we've changed the format a little bit, doing a few different topics every week. And the listenership has gone massively up, which is why we're probably getting more shit. And the Patreon numbers have gone up the last 2 months. So things are good. But When you get to a point, like people said to me before, I don't want to be going on and on about this, but people said to me before, you'll know when you've made it because you'll start getting slagged off everywhere. And I am, but it doesn't feel like you've made it. It's like, where's the positive stuff? Like I'm talking every week and I've got people listening to me just to hate me, just to mark the show down, just to find something that's offended them, just to find something to moan about, not to be instantly gratified. I mean, these people go and listen to multiple fucking shows, so they can't find it that bad. And then you get like this, there's this person messaged me today, tearing us a new arsehole, apparently, big long fucking message on Instagram about how a show that I don't even remember making about 2.5 years ago, and how was factually incorrect about things. Wow, really? Were we? What a shock. Fuck me. No one ever claims. It's literally chat on here. No one ever claims that we're factually correct about anything. It's a bit of a laugh. And that's where it is. That's where I am. So I don't know. I don't really know what the future holds about it. We're planning a show. I've got a show planned on Sunday about probably a ghostly show. We're supposedly having Tanya Van Der Steeg come on. She's been on a few times in the past, talking about she's a ghost hunter in Texas. I think she lives now. And I think that's what's planned. It's not set in stone. I don't know if Lee's going to be up for doing it this week because he's just lost his uncle last week. Let's just see where we go. I just wanted to get that off my chest in case like we suddenly vanish or something and people don't really know why. I mean, I don't know. There's a lot of loyal listeners out there. I appreciate every single one of you. And I'm not asking anyone to do anything. It's just sometimes when you start reading lies about yourself and when you start reading constant fucking abuse. And we should never have gone into true crime. That's a fact. There's true crime, people. That's where this has all come from. It's been a bit of a shot ourselves in the foot really there, but we just wanted to tackle some different topics and stuff. But it's, you know, I don't want to fucking whine and cry about it. It's just, the rough comes with the smooth, but when it's constantly rough, it's just a bit, what am I doing this? What the fuck am I doing this for? So yeah, just a quickie out there. If you're listening to, because there's thousands of listeners out there. If you've got social media, you ain't got engaged, just give our social media a like, follow us on, you know, there's another thing on the TikTok. So many people come through my TikTok live and say, where are you on? I can't find you on Facebook. Like the show is there on Facebook. There's a page of Whatcast on it's, they can't find it. I mean, it can be found because people are still finding it, but these people can't find it. And I'm not telling them and they're making an excuse. I can't find that. They're coming to me and saying, I've been looking for you. I can't find it. Why is it so difficult to follow Whatcast anywhere? Why is it so difficult to get any traction on anything I do? The last TikTok I had was really growing well, but anything controversial you put up there now, I'm going to get struck. So you've got to be super safe. So it's slow growth on there, but they're like the most free platform and the one that give you the most opportunities. It's weird. Anyway, yeah, just if you're following, if you listen to this show or watch it on YouTube or whatever, and you're not following us on Instagram or, you know, or Facebook or something like that, just give us a follow. Just help us out a bit. Give us a bit of a boost here. And then we'll see where we go from here. Because, you know, it feels like a lot on my shoulders at the minute. And you feel like you're trying to please everybody. Some guys literally complained this week. I put a Flat Earth show out, debate. I had to explain the context because the recording started. This is sort of shit I'm dealing with weekly. The show started in the middle of a debate. And this guy, Jimbo somebody or other, has popped up. You can go and read his comment yourself. It's on Spotify under the show. And he says, 15 minutes to get fucking started on a 40-minute podcast. Fucking joke. It's obviously a flat earther complaining because it didn't go the way he wanted it to go. But 15 minutes. I had to explain why Lee wasn't there. I had to explain the context so everyone knew where the conversation was starting, because otherwise it would just would have started randomly and no one knew what anyone was talking about. And I had to push the Patreon for 2 minutes, because if I don't push the Patreon, no one's ever going to know about it and no one will ever subscribe to it and I can't pay any of the podcast bills. Like, it's just normal shit that everybody does. And this is enough for this prick, fucking knob jockey Jimbo, to come along and fucking slag off the podcast after one listen. Go fuck yourself, Jimbo. We know you're a flat earther and you're a fucking offended by everything. Go fucking listen to Caleb and his pricks doing Flat Earth. And then you'll get your echo chamber that you need and you won't have to wait 15 minutes before the show starts. It weren't a 40 minutes. It was a fucking hour podcast, you bellend. So I wouldn't normally react to shit like that, but it's just the sort of mood it's put me in, these fucking idiots. And the other bird that wrote me that big, long message, if you like a bit of banter, then please banter me again. But I'll banter you back and you will not like the banter that I might have for you, young lady. All right? So this is just a joke. I can joke too. Not in the mood. Had a shit week. Anyway, thanks for listening today. Please, if you can support the podcast in any way, I don't care about financial stuff. Just fucking support. shares, likes, etc. Tell people about it. Please do. I've got to counteract this fucking shit that I'm getting at the moment from these bullshitters. But anyway, adios for now. I've been Matt. This has been the Daily What. Adios. See you later. Sorry, I put it down in a bit of a downer there. A bit of a rant at the end. But we'll say the end. Most of the fucking show. But there you go. Sometimes you just got to get this shit off your chest and let everyone know what's going on. Adios for now. See you later.
You have been listening to the Daily What. Follow on social media at WhatCast with a K. And listen to the Daily What and WhatCast wherever you get your podcasts.